Tony's in Westcliff. Hi, Tony.
Hello, sir. Hello. Good morning. Evening. Sorry, I'm still asleep.
Sorry, Tony's in Westcliff, Australia, where it's morning.
Oh,
Tony,
not
hello.
Right. Now, what I was going to ask you was very small bugs like bacteria and so on, do they have any intelligence? I mean, they haven't got a brain, have they?
No, they haven't got a brain, and it's quite pertinent that you ask this, because I asked a sort of similar question to someone who's actually going to be on next week's edition of The Naked Scientist when we're talking about bugs and viruses and fungi.
Uh-huh.
And that's Gillian Fraser, because I said, you know, bacteria don't have a brain, but how do they work out where they are, where they want to go, where their food is? Because bacteria have these tiny propellers that can push them along, make them swim. So how do they know where they want to go? And what she said was, on the surface of a bacterial cell, there are lots of these sort of receptors. They're like docking stations for chemicals. And so the bacteria can taste on their surface what the outside environment around the bacterial cell is actually like. Now, by comparing chemically how many of those receptors have got things that they like locked onto them, there'll be more receptors with things locked onto them closer to a food source than on the side of the bacteria further away. So they can use that as a sort of guidance mechanism to tell them which way to go. Similarly, if there's something they don't like and it's in higher concentration on one side than on the other, then they know to sort of move away and go in the opposite direction.
How do they propel themselves? Sorry.
Ah, well, what they've got is a tiny propeller on the back called a flagellum.
Oh, yes,
and this is a protein motor. It's almost identical to a little motor. And what it does is it burns energy, and the energy, when it burns, makes the protein change shape. And it does it very, very fast, and it whizzes round quite literally like a propeller. In fact, bacteria go so fast that they're in the Guinness Book of Records as the world's fastest moving object. They can actually, relatively speaking, they fly faster than a jumbo jet. They can do 60 times their own body length in less than a second. So they are the world's fastest swimmers if you're a bacterium and you've got one of these propellers on the back end.
What can I ask then, what about sperm? Because, you know, all animals, sperm are the same, basically, but they wriggle, don't they? I mean, is that the same sort of thing?
Spot on. They also have a very similar thing. It's not called... it's a very similar thing. The sperm also have these flagelli. They also have the same sort of protein motor, and they burn energy to make the back end of the sperm wiggle, and it wiggles in a sort of rotary way, which pushes the sperm along. That's spot on, absolutely right.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Quick go at the quiz.
Oh, yeah, quiz. Yeah, right.
Okay, the question that here we've got is, things look blue underwater because of the colour of the sky. Is that science fact or science fiction?
I would say fiction.
Absolutely true. Things look blue underwater because the water actually soaks up red light, so lets the blue light through, so everything looks a bit bluer.
Hold on, that's right, Tony. Next question. In summer, a tree drinks about 60 gallons of water every single hour. Do you think that's fact or fiction?
I would say that's right, too.
Absolutely. A recent review on this topic from 1977, not that recent, actually.
Recent, Phil, I don't think so.
Not that recent. Suggests that a single 47-foot maple tree drinks 219 litres, so 58 gallons of water, every hour.
Very Tony, good. 2 out of 2, that puts you in the lead so far.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist.
See you, sir.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.